He wasn't much of a writer, knew little about politics, spoke bad restaurant French, lacked all training and qualifications, possessed only a passport and a vivid image of himself smoking beneath a ceiling fan in tropical countries, a battered Nikon and a bottle of whiskey by his bedside. Of course, what he really wanted was to be a photographer. At 16, he had completed a photo project called Texture, full of black and white close-ups of tree bark and seashells, which had apparently blown his art teacher's mind. Nothing that he had done since had given him as much satisfaction as Texture, and those high-contrast prints of frost on windows and the gravel in the driveway. Journalism would mean grappling with difficult stuff like words and ideas, but he thought he might have the makings of a decent photographer, if only because he felt he had a strong sense of when things looked right. At this stage in his life, his main criterion for choosing a career was that it should sound good in a bar shouted into a girl's ear. And there was no denying that "I'm a professional photographer" was a fine sentence, almost up there with "I report from war zones" or "Actually, I make documentaries."